Blog Talk Radio.
Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. 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 Got your bitch, folks. Folks, folks, folks. Seeing red, me with votes. Folks, hocus, folks. Got your bitch, folks. I'ma break it down and gon' collect. And if I go down, I'ma call collect. Take it to the mess and take her to the bowl. I be popping pills, they be slipping snorts. Bumping on that Molly, smoking that Jamaica. Willie's on the Harley. South Queens, Jamaica. 500 rounds, 500,000 car crews. 5-star telly, 5-star bitches all choose. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. 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 Hocus pocus, ran me with votes. Votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch, folks. On my rollie chains like a jewel. My bitch from Cuba and my lawyer Jewel. Hocus pocus sniping bitches disappear. Sipping all this clear, I ain't thinking clear. Look at my rollie, sipping and pippin' like gold. I'm a syrup like I'm Tony, so a surfer macaroni. And that drop head with the lemon head, 100 no dime. Shorty caught me 10 rollies, still got no time for it. Got your bitch, folks. Folks, folks, folks. Seeing red, me with votes. Votes, hocus, folks. Got your bitch, folks.
Yeah, I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'ma be around.
Yeah,
I need it.
Metro Boomin want some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas gon' file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time.
just about a rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal niggas. They just some dribble jabber. We take a melon yeller, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine, I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina, my bitch Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out the store, but I'm not out the cleaners. Who keep the skull, cause these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
Your young Metro, I don't trust you, I don't gonna shoot you.
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
Hey, 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 hey. And the money counting on me, baby, how you love that? I'm a big timer, baby, how you love that? Got the money counting on me, baby, how you love that? Got bottles on me right now, how you love that? I'm tripping on them, baby, how you love that? No sports agent, I am a player. I'm at the Four Seasons like I'm on vacation. Tryna count some paper every day I wake up. I can't get no sleep, I'm running the fans way up. Louboutins on my feet, getting laced up. Hublot wrapped around my wrist, it's perfect timer. Hublot wrapped around her wrist, I'm trying to find her. I got fine bitches on me just like China. Here's your chance for you to prove it, girl, line up. Ain't no pressure, got a Draco bustin' diamonds. If you care about it, put her in designer.
DJ Esco.
Told her on the taste of the highlights. Told her on the taste of the highlights. Toastin' up right now, how you love that? We toastin' up right now, how you love that?
Top of a ceiling, flow, yeah. Bring me some Cody, I want it. Bring me some bars, I want it. I got a feeling she want me like I want her, yeah.
Yo, you cheese me, dog.
just felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it miss your shit'll come back around to get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from acting, I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should've been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
And pain, dirty Sprite, yeah. My dog was one of a kind, I know your type rare. I know life is a bitch and she don't fight fair. How the fuck I wake up from a dream to a nightmare? Left us behind, you seen that light glare. I know you walking up to heaven on them white stairs. Why I can't just pull up to your crib and see you right there? Nobody love you till you dead, that's when they might care. Let's just be friends before we rush into a label. Wanna know if you really for me, girl, what's your angle? It's only for the better if I'm trying to change you. Loving me ain't easy, if you leave, I don't blame you. Trauma got me fucked up, so I'm mentally unstable. I got wrapped up in my emotions, now I'm tangled. Deep in my thoughts and overthinking can get painful. Watch how I move on wrong decision can be fatal. Hidden messages, conversations with my angels. Just walk with me and you will see I'm trying to save you. Most times I'm by myself, I'm still confused from betrayal. From rocks to riches, shit still hard, I'm just on phase two. Bonding over drugs and pain, dirty Sprite, share. My dog was one of a kind, I know your type rare. I know life is a bitch and she don't fight fair. How the fuck I wake up from a dream to a nightmare? Left us behind, you seen that light glare. I know you walking up to heaven on them white stairs. Why I can't just pull up to your crib and see you right there? Nobody love you till you dead, that's when they might care.
living on his own and he running out of options now. Cause he feel like he couldn't be himself at his mama house. Hitting licks, missing school, junior year, he thought about dropping out. Him against the world, 40 on him when he popping out. On this dark road, he just trying to find a proper route. Hate the criticism, he uses music to block it out. By his auntie, he was molested as a baby boy. He messed up his head and even changed the way he played with toys. Up late night rapping and they told him to quit making noise. Stuck in his feelings, he been spending every day annoyed. He wanna stand over a nigga, leave his face destroyed. He miss his hood, now that's something that he can't avoid. Bonding over drugs and pain, dirty Sprite, yeah. My dog was one of a kind, I know your type rare. I know life is a bitch and she don't fight fair. How the fuck I wake up from a dream to a nightmare? Left us behind, you seen that light glare. I know you walking up to heaven on them white stairs. Why I can't just pull up to your crib and see you right there? Nobody love you till you dead, that's when they might care.
This word is so ice. This word is so cold.
So cold.
This word is ice cold.
Ice cold.
This word is ice cold.
Ice cold.
This word is so ice.
Ice.
We're so cold.
Cold.
World is ice cold.
Coming home, demons in my head, I got too many niggas gone. Kids out here dying, I'ma hurt crying. I ain't even think I see 18 and I ain't lying. Jail's multiplying, Kane said I'm trying. Murder rate just keep on going up, it's horrifying. Cops pointing fingers, they be misidentifying. Pack of the chain, honestly don't think it's ever gonna change. Looking from my new perspective, I done realized some things. The street's bad,
street's wicked.
Beach bad, beach wicked. If the rain shot hit you, that's a one-way ticket. Something new, work a couple times, better fix it. I've been to myself, I've been just stacking up my digits. All I could do is preach and I hope you know I got it right to love. After your pain, you just wait your turn. No giving up. Hopefully one day your life's your turn. I've been to hell and back a few times. Know what it is, get back, I don't mind. Tryna balance the perfections in my life and do some good ones. Never knew my father, mama told me I'm a hood son. I done been through a lot of rough times, it was hard. That's just one of the reasons I'ma take it so far. So much shit that I hold back, memories cold facts. They just took my nigga, he got caught up with no straps. It just been so whack, I just want bro back. I swear to God we living in a cold, cold world. Boogie to the face, look how my feelings, I'm a stoner. Can't go to them trenches, it be hot like Arizona. 50 mile aroma. City got corona. Better say I know like just two niggas with diplomas. First time getting sentenced, I was 13. First time ever getting knocked, I was 12. When I came home, young nigga, I was 14. Went back 2 more years, oh wow. Remember when they kicked me out of school, got expelled. They said that I won't be shit, I know only time will tell. My nigga going up, up, up. I know them highest.
All right, all right. Peace to the God. What's going on? How y'all doing out there? I hope everything is going well for you. Let me start this YouTube live stream. All right, I'm live on YouTube. We start Instagram. All right, I'm live on Instagram. So tonight, we're going to be talking about the Great American Tax Haven and why the super rich love South Dakota. So let's find out. I put the article inside the chat. So if y'all want to read along with me, you know, go to the chat and you'll see it. So it goes like this. Late last year, as the Chinese government prepared to enact a tough new tax laws, the billionaire Sun Hogan quietly transferred $4.5 billion worth of shares of his Chinese real estate into real estate firm to a company on the street corner of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, one of the least populated, least known states in the U.S. Sioux Falls is a pleasant city of 180,000 people, situated where the big Sioux River tumbles off a red granite cliff. It has some decent bars downtown, charming array of sculpture dotting the streets, but there doesn't seem to be much to attract a Chinese multi-billionaire, its own town, even a few Americans have been to. The money of the world's mega wealthy, though, is heading there in ever larger volumes. In the past decade, billions of dollars have poured out of traditional offshore jurisdictions such as Switzerland and Jersey and into a small number of American cities, Delaware, Nevada, Wyoming, and above all, South Dakota. To some, South Dakota is a flyover state. The Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court said in a speech to the legislature in January, right? While many people may find a way to fly over South Dakota, somehow their dollars find its way to land here. The super rich people choose between jurisdiction in many the same way the middle class people choose between ISIS, A-S-A-S. They want the best security, the best income, and the lowest cost. That is why so many super rich people are choosing South Dakota, which has created the most potent force field money can buy, a South Dakotan trust. If an ordinary person puts money in the bank, the government taxes what little interest it earns. Even if that money is protected from taxes by an ISA, you can still lose it through divorce legal proceedings. A South Dakotan trust challenges all of that. It protects assets from claims of ex-spouses, disgruntled business partners, creditors, the legacious clients, and pretty much anyone else. It won't protect you from criminal prosecution, but it also prevents information on your assets from leaking out in a way that might spark interest from the police. And it shields your wealth from the government, since South Dakota has no income tax, no inheritance tax, no capital gain tax. See, this is what I was telling y'all about. It's only certain states in America that has laws for you to do trust. And you got to choose one that best suits you. Georgia just happens to be one of them. Then it says, a decade ago, South Dakotan trust companies held $57.3 billion in assets by the end of the year 2020. The total will have risen from $355 billion. Those hundreds of billions of dollars are being regulated by the state with a population smaller than Norfolk. A part-time legislator heavily lobbied
by trust lawyers, an administrative committed to welcoming as much of the world's money as it can. U.S. politicians like to boast that their country is the best in the world to get rich, but South Dakota has become something else, the best place in the world to stay rich. So once again, they're telling you what I've been telling you. To get rich and to stay rich, your money has to be in trust, not in the bank. It got to be in trust. You know what I mean? At the heart of South Dakota's business success is a crucial but overlooked fact. Globalization is incomplete. In our modern financial systems, money travels where its owners like, but laws are still made at a local level. Some money inevitably flows to places where the government offers the lowest taxes and the highest security. Anyone who can afford the legal fees to profit from this mismatch is able to keep wealth that the rest of us would lose, which helps explains why all over the world the rich have become so much richer and the rest of us has not. So they just explain to you why rich is becoming richer and you becoming broker. You're not using trust. You're not, you know, moving that money around in trust and using the trust to create wealth and keep wealth. You know what I mean? In recent years, countries outside the U.S. have been cracking down on offshore wealth. But according to the official in a traditional tax haven who has watched as wealth has fled the country coffers for the U.S., the protections offered by the states such as South Dakota are undermining global attempts to control tax dodging. Kleptocracy and money laundering. One side of the core issues is fighting the guerrilla war is that if the guerrillas have a safe harbor, you can't win, the official told me. Well, the U.S. is giving financial criminals a safe harbor and really effective safe harbor, far more effective than anything they ever had in Jersey or the Bahamas or wherever. Those of us who cannot vote in South Dakota elections have little hope of changing the laws. But if we don't do something to correct the imbalance between global wealth and local legislation, we risk entrenching today's inequality and creating a new breed of global aristocrat, unaccountable to anyone and getting richer all the time. The grave consequences for the long-term health of a liberal democracy. South Dakota is west of Minnesota, east of Wyoming, and has a population of 880,000 people. Politically, its voters enthusiastically embrace the Republicans' message of self-reliance, low taxes, and family values. Donald Trump won more than 60% of the vote in 2016, and the GOP has held that the supermajority in the state's House of Representatives since the 70s, allowing the party to mold South Dakota in its image for two generations, which outsiders tend to know South Dakota for two things, Mount Rushmore, which is carved with the faces of the four U.S. presidents, Laura Ingalls Wilder, who moved to the state as a girl, wrote that the Little House on the Prairie series of children books. The biggest impact on the world comes from a lesser known fact. It is ground zero for the earthquake of financial deregulation that has rocked the world's economy. The story does not begin with the trust, but with credit cards and Governor William Wild Bill Janglo, a U.S. Marine and a son of Nuremberg prosecutor who became governor in 1979. And led South Dakota for a total of 16 years. He died almost 8 years ago, leaving behind an apparently bottomless store of anecdotes about how he once brought a rifle to the scene of a hostage crisis, how his car got blown off the road when he was rushing to the scene of a tornado. In the late 70s, South Dakota economy was mired with deep depression. And Jane Clough was prepared to do almost anything to bring in a bit of business. He sensed the opportunity in undercutting the regulations imposed by other states. At the time, national interest rates were set unusually high by the Federal Reserve, meaning that the credit card companies were having to pay more to borrow funds than they could earn by lending them out, and were therefore losing money every time someone bought something. Citibank had invested heavily in credit cards and was therefore a significant risk of going bankrupt. The bank was searching for ways to escape the bind and found it in Jane Clough. We were in the poorhouse when Citibank called us, and the governor recalled in a later interview. They were in a bigger problem than we were. We could make it last. They couldn't make it last. I was slowly bleeding to death. They were gushing out to death. At the bank's suggestion in 1981, the governor abolished laws that were at one time in South Dakota, as in every other state of the union, set an upper limit to the interest rates lenders could charge. Their anti-usury rules were a legacy of the New Deal era. They protected consumers from the loan sharks, but they also prevented Citibank from making a profit from credit cards. So when Citibank promised Jane Clough 400 jobs if he abolished them, he had the necessary law passed in a single day. God dang. The economy was at the desperately looking forward to the opportunity for jobs for South Dakotans. Right? When Citibank based its credit card business in Sioux Falls, it could charge borrowers any interest rate it liked. The credit cards could become profitable. Thanks to Jane Clough, Citibank and other major companies came to South Dakota to dodge the restrictions imposed by the other 49 states. So followed the explosion in the consumer finance that has transferred us and the world. Thanks to Jane Clough, South Dakota has a financial service industry, and the U.S. has a $1 trillion credit card debt. Fresh from having freed wealthy corporations from onerous regulations, Jane Clough looked around for a way to free wealthy individuals too, and thus came to the decision that would eventually turn South Dakota into a Switzerland for the 21st century. He decided to deregulate trust. You hear that? He opened the floodgates for the trust, deregulating the trust. Trusts are ancient and complex financial instruments that are used to own assets such as real estate or company stock. Unlike a person, a trust is immortal, which was an attractive prospect for English aristocrats of the Middle Ages, who wished to make sure that their property remained in their families forever and would be secure from any confiscation by the crown. This caused a problem, however. More and more property risked being locked up in trust subject to the wishes of long dead people, which no one could alter. So in the 17th century, judges fought back by creating a rule against perpetuities, which limit the duration of trust around the century and prevented aristocrat families turning their local areas into mini kingdoms. The truth was, your ancestors, the Moors, the melanated people, all had all their land in trust. They could not take the land. So they created this law against perpetuities to get y'all's land. And to this day, as a people, y'all don't really have no land because of it. But now they've loosened that up. So now it's time for y'all to go back to doing what your ancestors was doing and putting it in trust and keeping these properties forever. You know what I mean? But that's why I'm really trying to teach y'all how to do these things. This is why I bring up these type of articles to show you what all the super rich people are doing, so you can do it too and become wealthy over time. So that weekend, aristocrat families opened up by the British economy, allowed new businessmen to elbow aside their entrenched powers in the way that they did and not happen elsewhere in Europe, and help give the world the Industrial Revolution. It's a paradoxical point. But it wasn't a bad thing when the scion of the family from out the countries came down to London and pissed away his fortune. It was a redistribution of wealth, said Eric Cave, a law professor at William Mary Law School in Virginia, who has studied trust. English immigrants took the rule of North America with them, and the dynamic recycling of wealth became even more frantic in the land of the free. The Governor Jack Law came along in 1983. He abolished the rule against perpetuities. And from that moment on, property placed in trust in South Dakota would stay there forever, a rule created by English judges after centuries of consideration was erased by the law of just 19 words. Aristocracy was back in the game. Now, don't y'all want to be aristocrat? Y'all could with the proper information. In allowing trust to last forever, South Dakota did something generally revolutionary. But sadly, almost everyone I contacted, from the current governor, Kristi Noem, to the state representative, to the members of South Dakotan Trust Association, refused to talk about it. For an answer to the question of what exactly prompted the state to ditch the rule against perpetuities, I was eventually directed to Brett Adolfo, the director of the State Administration Division of Banking, who wanted the question right, and a week later came to one word response, unknown. Now, let me say this. We've done most of our trust right here in Georgia. But, you know, if you look at the paperwork I gave y'all to do the trust, it said 50 years. Georgia is not a land where you could do it without perpetuity. So I will be doing a webinar where I'm going to show you how to do the South Dakota's trust, so you can take your trust like mine. I'm going to take my trust and move it into South Dakota because it's going to be perpetual. Right? Very important for me to keep all this stuff in trust so that my kids won't be able to sell things off or anything. They have to stay rich. Imagine that. They're going to have to stay rich because I deemed it so. But let's go on. Initially, South Dakota's so-called dynasty trusts were advertised for their ability to dodge inheritance tax, thus allowing wealthy people to cement their family long-term control over property in the way English aristocrats had always wanted to. It also gave plenty of employment to the lawyers and accountants. It's a clean industry. There are no smokestacks. We don't have to mine anything out of the earth or anything. They generally good paying jobs, and said Todd Simmons, an expert on trust law at the University of South Dakota. When we chatted over coffee in Central Sioux Falls, alongside his academic work, Simmons is a member of the South Dakota's Trust Task Force, which exists to maintain competitiveness of state's trust industry. Janklow was truly a genius in seeing the world economic development with the very low cost to the government, he said. By the government, he of course means that of South Dakota, not of the nation. Other states, indeed other countries, which all lose out on taxes that South Dakota helps people avoid. So you heard it right here. These trusts are to avoid what? Taxes. Y'all pay, believe it or not, here in America, you pay 80 cents on every dollar in taxes. You got the income tax when you get your check. That's like one third of your check. But you got to spend 8 to 9 cents every dollar you spend, depending on what it is. Like, gas is higher, cigarettes is higher, alcohol's higher, registering your car is higher, all of that stuff. Y'all aren't counting all the other taxes y'all pay. Y'all are only really looking at the one-third they're taking from your paycheck. Now, let me say this. If you make over six figures, let's say you make $250,000 a year, oh, yeah, you pay 50% taxes. So when you're looking at these ball players, and they say, oh, they got a $40 million contract for 3 years, they're not going to make $40 million. They're going to make $20 million. But through their managers and all of that stuff, they have to pay them a percentage, let's say 20%. They're not going to pay 20% out of the $20 million. They're going to have to pay 20% of the $40 million. They're managers and agents. They're making great money, but they're not making the money y'all think because of taxes unless they get a tax specialist. And since most of those brothers is melanated, they don't know. They're not teaching them how to do these things. Only a handful gets taught that. And that handful be the ones that stay rich. The rest of them go broke. Right? So you got to learn that. As the 1990s progressed, the more and more money came into Sioux Falls, South Dakota became a victim of its success. However, since the other states, such as Alaska and Delaware, abolished the rule against perpetuities too, thus negating South Dakota's competitive advantage. But having so, you just heard it. Alaska and Delaware doesn't have a rule against perpetuities, so you could do trust there too. See, so this article is telling you all the different places where the trust is set up for you to really be advantageous with making money. You know, so y'all want to pay attention to that. So all of y'all probably want to go on to Block Talk Radio, get in there and get the link for this article on trust, so y'all can study it and find out where you're going to have to park your money. Just imagine y'all come together in your family, your other people that y'all know, and y'all start putting that money together, putting it into the trust, right, in South Dakota. That trust starts buying property, buildings and all that, making more and more money. Y'all can come together and get yourselves rich together in the trust. These are the things y'all got to think about now. These are the things that's called group economics. You see what I'm saying? If we ain't doing that, we're going to get left behind. We're getting left behind. Group economics is number one. All right, let's go on. As of the 1990s progress, the more money came to Sioux Falls. I've missed that part. Hold on. But started the race to the bottom. Janklow has damned if any other state was going to beat him there. So in 1997, he created the Trust Task Force to make sure South Dakota was going as fast as it could. The task force job was to seek out legal innovations to create in other jurisdictions, whether offshore or in the U.S., and make them work in South Dakota. So he's going around taking other people's plans to make South Dakota the best place to do this, right? Thanks to the task force, South Dakota now gives its clients tricks to protect the wealth that would have been impossible 30 years ago. In most jurisdictions, trusts have to benefit someone other than the benefactor, your children, say your favorite charity. But in South Dakota, clients can create a trust for the benefit of themselves. Indeed, Son Hoblin is the beneficiary of his own trust. Right? Creditor claiming a share of the assets it contains, no matter the nature of their claim. Uh-oh. I don't know if y'all peeped that. I'm going to break it down. So, you have this trust. I have my trust. It's out of Georgia, Express Trust. I export it to South Dakota. The trust already has my houses in that trust. Just said after 2 years, no matter what the so-called creditor is saying, they can't get that out of that trust. You know what I mean? That means y'all all could own your house outright in 2 years. Law. South Dakota law. See, but that Jonah Bay shit don't work. Ain't no one teaching y'all. I could have did a webinar, a little $50 webinar, and taught y'all this. I gave it to you for free. But that Jonah Bay shit don't work. What I'm teaching y'all ain't working, right? Okay. I know what I'm doing. Are you going to do it? See, everyone got a choice. Everyone got mad at Kanye when he said slavery was a choice. If you're choosing never to own anything by not having a trust set up, you are choosing to be a slave. No disrespect to no one. Right? Now, all of y'all always wanted to trust in your own name and you the beneficiary and the grantor and all that. They're telling you in South Dakota you can do that. Mm-hmm. Now it goes on to say, once 2 years have passed, trust is a minimum. Any creditor claiming share in the assets it contains, no matter what the nature of their claim. That means the creditor that claims they own your house has no claim in South Dakota after 2 years. I had to read it to you again so you could hear it again. Then it goes on and says, a South Dakotan trust is a secret too. Court documents relating to it are kept private forever to prevent knowledge of its existence from leaking out. It also has the useful side effect of making all but impossible for journalists to find out who are using a South Dakotan trust or what legal challenges them have been filed. So they can't even find it there. They can't even find it there. If you can't find it, you can't even attack it. It's private. This is what I was talking about, these private trusts, this private banks and all this. This is why we're doing the Patreon, where we're going to go in to these private banks and make private financial institutions that will be wrapped around the South Dakotan Trust. Ain't no one out here teaching y'all what I'm teaching y'all. Ain't no one. I'm giving you their laws, not my opinion. Right? Let's go on. They have kept the state. Okay, I read that part. Hold on. Just 1 second, let me get back to where I was. The barrage of innovations has allowed lawyers to create structures with complex names. The South Dakota Foreign Grantor Trust, the self-settled asset protection trust, etc., which have done two simple things. They have kept the state ahead of the competition, and they have made South Dakota's property protections extraordinarily strong. The smart people want privacy, explained Harvey Benzoy, a Florida financial advisor and tax expert who blogs under the name Your Financial Wizard. So he did the job I'm doing, teaching about trust on a blog talk. South Dakota offers, and I don't know about y'all, I'm going to look up his blog, and I'm going to start listening to his blog. He's an expert doing it. This is what we do. Right? Then it says, a Florida financial advisor, tax expert who blogs under the name Your Financial Wizard. South Dakota offers the best privacy asset protection laws in the country and possibly in the world for the wealthy to protect their assets. They've done a pretty good job at themselves to a real boutique place where the people to know will eventually gravitate to. So y'all have the chance to even get there before all the other rich people get there. All you got to do is proclaim you rich and get there. Among those in the know were the lawyers of Lena Hensley, the legendary Mean Hotel Harris, who coined the phrase, only the little people pay taxes. When Hensley died in 2007, she left $12 million in trust for the care of her dog, a Maltese called Trouble. Trouble dined on crack cakes and Kobe beef, and the trust provided her with $8,000 a year for grooming and $100,000 for security guards, who protected her against kidnappings, and as well as against reprisals from the people that she bit. When a New York court not entirely unreasonably decided to restrain this expenditure, trustees moved the trust to South Dakota, which had crafted purpose trust just such a client in mind. Other states impose limits on how a purpose trust can be cared for a pet, a principle that perhaps are better things to do with the millions of dollars than grooming a dog. But South Dakota takes no chance. The client is always right. Despite its legal innovating, South Dakota struggles for decades to compare with the offshore financial centuries for big international clients. Middle Eastern petro-sheiks, perhaps, and billionaires from emerging markets. The reasons were simple. Sometimes the owner's claim to their assets was a little questionable, and sometimes their business practices were a little sharp. Why would any of them put their assets in the U.S. where they might become vulnerable to American law enforcement, when they could instead put them in a tax haven where enforcement was more negotiable? The calculation changed in 2010 in the aftermath of the great financial crisis. Many American voters blamed bankers for costing so many people their jobs and homes. When a whistleblower explodes how the Swiss employer in the banking giant UBS had hidden billions of dollars for wealthy clients, and the conclusion was explosive. Banks were not just exploiting poor people, they were helping the rich people dodge taxes too. Congress responded with the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. Now, of course, we need to read this law and study this law, forcing foreign financial institutes to tell the U.S. government about any American-owned assets in their banks. Department of Justice investigators were savage. UBS paid $780 million fine, and its rival Credit Suisse paid $2.6 billion, while Wells Switzerland's oldest bank collapsed altogether under the strain. The amount of U.S. money in the country plunged, with the Credit of Suez losing 85% of its American customers. The rest of the world inspired by this example, created a global agreement called the Common Reporting Standard under CRS. Countries agreed to exchange information on assets of each other's citizens kept in each other's banks. The tax evading appeal of places like Jersey and all of them lost that. Damn computer just moved on its own. I guess they didn't want me to tell you, read the rest to you. But, you know, we at the top of the hour. Y'all want to finish reading this article for sure. It got so many nuggets in it. It's unreal. But since we at the top of the hour, let me open up the call lines and let's talk about it. All right. I'm going to 480-640. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. Peace, God, man. I'm so happy, man, that large sums of money, man, gold, silver, and land is attracted to me, man, fast and easily, man, with no hesitation. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. Thanks for asking. How you doing?
Oh, you already know, man. You already know, man. You already know, man. Dealing with that beast, man. I'm knocking them down, though. But I'm going to stay on topic today, though. I'm going to hit you back on Wednesday and get into that.
All right.
With today's topic, now this trust you saying, it'll basically have, like, home rule, right? Like, so if I set it up out there and do a DBA out here, then the laws out there apply.
Yeah.
Say less, then. I understand exactly what you're doing.
You know, I'm already making y'all's trust even stronger than and express trust bananas. But we're going to make it even stronger.
Fact.
We can always get better.
Yo. Yes,
you know,
sir. So, yeah, I get that. Yep, I get that.
Someone,
like
Instagram asked me, how can I get this article? Go to Jonah Bay Radio on blogtalkradio.com, right? Just Google Jonah Bay Radio. It'll come up. You go on to Blog Talk, and I have the link there where you can get the link to the article. All right, but appreciate your comments, bro. Peace, God.
Yes, sir. You talking to me?
Yeah.
Old boy on
you.
All right. Peace, God. I'll holler at you Wednesday.
All right, one.
Thank you for your time, too, God.
Oh, no doubt. All right, so let's go to another caller. Go to 828-220. Peace to the God. Peace. 828-220. What the hell? Move on. Keep moving on. All right, I'm going to call a 917-832. Peace to the God. Peace.
Okay, peace, Jonah. Hey, listen, my question was in reference to the articles that we just did. So, you know, at the top of your article demonstration, we got to also form and express trust in the Allegis name as well.
I ain't never talked about doing an express trust in no Allegis name.
Yeah, but at the top of the articles, that's the first demonstration at the top of the articles, for the articles of incorporation, for the LLC.
In the articles of incorporation of LLC. The LLC is different. That's totally different than express trust. That's an enterprise. I told y'all that. You don't remember me teaching you that inside the what's name? That's not the same.
Okay.
That enterprise is for you to be able to do internet business and stuff like that. That's made the way it's supposed to be made. Your express trust declaration is nothing like that. Those are two different things.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
All right. Anything else?
No, not okay, no.
All right, peace. Yeah, like I did a consultation today, and you know the brother just set up something with what is it? Amazon. went right through, went right smooth with the enterprise. He did the enterprise, it's right smooth. Everything set straight. He did his W-9 with the enterprises. Everything's going real smooth with that, all right? This is what I'm using as well. So you're getting the lesson from me, but you're also getting it where you know I know it works because it worked for me. All right, so we're going to 202-251. Peace to the God. Peace. 202-251.
Hello.
Hello. I hear you driving.
Hey, sorry about that, man. Peace to the God, Joe.
Peace to God.
Yeah, I'm loving that article you were just reading. So, gotta just locked it in so I could go over that when I get back in. I'm still out here hustling.
Back.
But, happy and grateful. Large sums of money coming to us quickly, easily, and in abundance. And happy and grateful for good health and the whole deal, right? So I gotta get down with you with this South Dakota deal.
Right.
Let me keep up with you. Yes. I must have accidentally dialed in while I was carrying all these boxes. I was trying to listen because I didn't want to disturb what y'all had going on.
Right.
Yeah. But I'll keep listening and I guess if I have anything, I'll write with you on Wednesday.
All right.
All right, peace, bro.
Go. All
right.
So while we're talking, I'm up there. I'm pulling up laws in South Dakota. You see what I'm saying? And they look very familiar to me. When I'm looking at them, they look like the laws of Georgia. So it'll go real well. Let me go to the next caller, even though I lost my place. I'm going to 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace.
Whoa, peace to the God. So how you doing, John?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful, magnificent, and great. Excited for all the Lord sons of money, gold and silver, and perfect health and direct communication with the ancestors. For all of us, you know. I'll show you.
I'll share.
Actually, someone already asked the question I was thinking about, but I'm going to ask it again, and I have another one. So, with the South Dakota Trust, that being the best land to have the trust, express trust, we can transfer our stuff there just as easy as before,
yes.
Just through DBAs.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
And that's been my thing, totally comprehend the DBA. So the DBA.
The DBA gives you the right to conduct business in a name that's not your straw man's name in the jurisdiction that you did the DBA.
Exactly.
Either other way, okay. if you do that without doing a DBA, it's called fraud because you're doing business under another name.
Exactly, a bank won't let you come there and pull money out of an account if you don't have the DBA set up in a
right.
Different name. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Okay. And so also you mentioned something about basically the law of the land, the express trust in South Dakota is basically the law of the land, whereas if you go to court, you're right into proven guilty versus guilty into proven innocent.
You are completely innocent there as a trust.
Okay.
That's why they said, that's why the article said, yo, we don't care who the creditor is. If it's already been in there 2 years, yo, you ain't got no wins in me, casa.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So perfecting your title, a certificate for anything. So you telling me just within 2 years.
You have to, as I tell y'all all the time. When it comes to perfection, that's the UCC code. Perfection of title is UCC 9-311. You must put the title in the name of that trust.
Exactly, exactly.
Not just put the property on the property list. No. The property list is just, you know, good business.
Mm-hmm.
But the real ownership comes when the trust title, the title is in the name of the trust. It's just like, you know, you're straw man. You're going to buy a car. You bought a used car from someone. If you never transfer that title into your straw man's name, your straw man never owns that car. It's still in the name of the last person.
Exactly. You know what? So let me just say something real fast. I actually perfected that title. I had a 9-8 in the Liga's name, though, you know, before the without the name Express. And so I had the 9-8 in the Liga's name, totally got the lien holder, the dealership, off of the title by perfecting the title, you know, with the promissory note. And that name was still the Liga's in both areas, but one was a business. Up under the 9-8, and you know the 9-8 is just a holding, like you mentioned, and so it just didn't have Express. So could I still bring that up?
I could, yeah, you could. You could say it was the trust.
Huh. Okay. And one other thing, with 9-8, without 9-8s and stuff like that, do we?
See,
cause it's been a while.
The only argument they're going to have is when you did that loan's number was done in your social.
SSN. Exactly. Right. So that just killed the whole thing. I get it. So, but mm-hmm. I would also want to ask for everybody. So on the bottom part of our CP75, what is it? CP, I just forgot the name of it. CP75?
Mm-hmm.
The bottom form of the tax. Okay. When it comes down to our 9-8s, because I have a 9-8 that they sent me a document. They said that this 9-8 is no longer, it's canceled. I don't know if they said because it wasn't used. It's been a while since I read that document. Do we have to?
I ain't never heard of no such thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to find it and take a picture of it and email or whatever.
I've never heard of no such thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they did me like
I've
that.
I've had my 9-8 longer than any of y'all. That ain't never happened to me.
Huh. Okay, well, I'm going to have to read the verbiage on it. I'm pretty sure they said why, you know. So, it may have been more than just not using. Maybe I turned around and said that it wasn't foreign. So I don't know. But anyway, I appreciate it. I'm not going to hold the floor.
All right, then. Peace, God.
Okay, peace, God.
So there's a brother in UK asking, what's a better way to contact you from the UK? Yo. YouTube, if you want to talk to me personally, you're going to have to go to jonahbay.com and set up a consultation, and we'll do the consultation. But that's the only way. YouTube, Instagram, Locked On Radio, Patreon. I'm trying to be on as many platforms as possible to give y'all opportunity to get with me, but... You know, I ain't exactly the best savvy person when it comes to this technology, but I'm learning. I'm going to call a 678-698. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace, God.
Peace, God.
I kind of got on the call late, so I didn't know if you said anything about the Patreon or when you're going to start moving on it.
I'm going to start moving on it soon. I'm just figuring out how to work it, though.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm logged
like,
in.
Like, if y'all notice, I don't even have no price up there. Y'all just giving me whatever the hell y'all want. You know what I mean? I ain't figured it out yet.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only question I had.
Peace. All right, then. Now, let me say this. When I'm doing the Patreon, it's for a specific purpose. The specific purpose is going to be moving these trusts over into South Dakota. The specific purpose of the Patreon will also be to work on starting these private banks under the National Currency Act. Come together as a group to do group economics, because if we can get one bank open We all filthy rich. That's all it's going to take. But be patient. I'm coming. All right. 567-900. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What's going on?
What's up?
What you were just reading about. So we don't have to find a foreign trustee no more?
Yo, no.
That's what I was hearing when I was, I'm like,
no.
So, is that what
is, listen, some people will be like, oh, Jonah on this bullshit. We got the express trust now. He want to change it. That ain't what I'm doing. I'm giving you the best possible trust imaginable. Where
yeah,
the whole state is on your side.
Yeah, I see. But, you know, it always been like that. You, like you said, always new information always come along. So that's why you got to pump your brakes and don't jump forward anytime you, because you always come up, you know, find some easier route.
Exactly. And y'all know my motto. I always told y'all I have the right to change my mind when new and better information comes.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm looking for that. I'm like, hold on.
I mean, you're guaranteed. You're guaranteed to own the house if you just, you know, wait 2 years there?
Yeah.
That's bananas.
On everything, yeah. So that's what I was, hearing. You know, there have been a lot of people, problem. They couldn't find out foreign trustee to set up the trust. So I'm ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hit you up an email about that, but I sent you that email too about the, you remember about the liquor, about the lawsuit. I sent you that email.
Right.
Yeah. So whenever you get a chance, I'll be waiting for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Peace to the God.
All right. Peace, God. He asked your question. Well, a lot of y'all have some of the same stuff. Thank you, Solar Child. I had already found them, but shit, good looking. You know, I'll be studying with him like heavily. You know what I mean? But let me go back.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm going to 719-301. Peace to the God.
Second. Yo, peace to the God. I'm so happy and grateful for the large sums of monies and victories that flow to us all quickly and easily. Ashe. Yo, this is excellent information you gave it. So I've been reading the laws also. Yeah, it is. It's this. My bad. So this is excellent information you dropping, man. And I've been reading the laws, and it's very smooth. It's very, very
smooth,
just like Georgia's.
It's just like Georgia's. And this is what I'm saying to y'all. A lot of y'all kept on, oh, I want to do it in my state. I want to do it in this. Nigga, you can't. Trust are
right.
Only set up in certain states.
Yep.
You can't do it any and everywhere. You're going to have to go to a state with trust, their trust friendly. Do your trust there and do a DBA where you want to use it. This is what you got to do.
Yep. And they give it to you straight up. And they let you know where to put it at too. And they give you the format of the registration form, all that. And
exactly.
It doesn't look like it's putting you under their jurisdiction too, and I can see it. It's like
right.
Whoever these businessmen and women are that really got this whole thing pushed.
When I set up the Patreon, one of the first lessons I'm going to teach is we're going to go over the laws and set that up.
Yep. Cool.
And then all the people that's not a part of the Patreon, I'm going to come back and do a webinar and get paid to set that
no
up.
Doubt.
Y'all going to get it because y'all
no
members,
doubt.
But other people going to have to pay.
Yep. And it tells you about the confidentiality of the registration, so they can't even see shit.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it makes sense exactly. Now how sometimes Georgia be like, nah, we can't.
Look at how.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Georgia be like, yo, we don't want your property list sometimes. Right?
You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
You're right.
But this is my point. Look at how many people was mad I came out with the Express Trust and taught it on the law in Georgia. And they try to act like I was wrong. They try to act like all the correct law. So now, here's another state. Jonah brought the information, and these laws will mirror Georgia laws.
Yes, yes, yes. And these other states, man.
I'm not wrong. See, the problem was Georgia is a perpetuating state. Your shit can't last forever. So South Dakota gives you way more protection than Georgia.
Yes.
But I never tried to tell y'all that. I never tried to tell y'all if y'all put your house in the Express Trust, they can't foreclose. I didn't want everyone to come running to me for that.
Yeah, but yeah, you never said that. That's right.
But it's true.
Right.
But
right.
Someone asked me, bank trying to probate my deceased grandmother's house. If she set up her estate, how can she stop that? They sent an affidavit or something. You said she's deceased, my nigga. How's she going to do anything? She needs to sign the warranty.
Hey, Stephanie?
To be
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Hold on 1 second.
To be able to take the warranty deed and put it in. And she's not going to be able to do that, being that she's deceased already, man. We need her signatures. So I don't know what you're going to do with that, bro. You should have came to me before she died. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. All this time, I'm teaching y'all estate planning. The time is now to do shit while y'all alive. And y'all get to keep all that property. Y'all get to keep it, and it just gets bigger and bigger. The minute y'all buy a house, a car, whatever, it's supposed to go into the trust. The name of the trust is supposed to be on that title or that warranty deed. And you keep it in your family forever. That's how you build generational wealth. I'm showing you how, but you're going to have to do it. And the only way to do it is you're going to have to learn it from someone who knows it. And far as I know, I'm the only one doing this. I bet you if you go to this white guy I talked about today, his website, his shit costs mad money to do. Jonah Bay teaching you for everyday regular money. All right? So keep that in mind.
That's right. Yeah, appreciate it. So the question I got is, for the taxes for the trust. Now, can a CPA from another state do it for you, even if your trust is in, say, South Dakota and Georgia?
Of course.
Okay. Gotcha, because I know one here where I'm at, so I'm like, shit, would that make any difference when it comes to, you know, getting things done? But I'm glad that's that. And another question is, the LLC, do we get a separate EIN, like a LLC EIN for it?
Say again?
For the LLC, do we get a EIN for the LLC itself?
Of course. Yeah, the enterprise.
Okay.
Go get the webinar on my site. It tells you all that. Yeah.
Say no more. Peace to the God. Appreciate it.
Peace to God. All right. I'm going to call a 612-578. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, gentlemen. That's your brother Noble. How are you?
What up, Noble? I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Yes. Okay, so. That South Dakota Trust, that's, I know it's a big deal. A lot of businesses are moving from surrounding states.
and going and registering their business there because they got like a super tax in there.
No income tax, no nothing. So this is what I want you to keep in mind. I'm teaching y'all how to put everything in the trust name and run all bills in the trust name. That means you're not going to be paying income tax. Now, if you do what I'm teaching you with the enterprise, you would start working under the EIN of the enterprise, which is the trust, which means no income tax.
But I thought I was cool anyway under when you told us to do that 26. I just told you that 26 USC 6033. That's the tax exemption through the door anyway, right?
Right. It is. You heard that. You know about that. A lot of things I'm reteaching a different way with new laws. But you've been around a long time, my brother.
I mean, the archives is there, so, you know, motherfucker ain't got to really, you know, just go to the archives and chill. Also,
people are too lazy to do that, my nigga.
Nah, you know what, Jonah, man, I've been, you know, traveling around and studying different groups and, you know, just seeing what our people is doing because shit getting hectic, you know, seeing what brothers
mm-hmm.
doing in different communities.
It is really getting hectic. With the world the way it is, if y'all don't have a trust to protect y'all from this government right now, I don't know what you're doing.
The people super lazy. You can't, everybody wants you to bring the spoon to their mouth like they children, and it's ridiculous. I wanted to bring something to your attention.
What up?
That got my people, you know, my study group, we alarmed about that. You know this brother, Nanya Shabu L? Are you aware of him?
No.
Yeah, he's been talking super reckless, right? So I
ain't
just saw one of the brothers call.
Ain't that nigga that live in Canada who's a Nuwabian?
Yeah, so this is what the brother's doing.
Oh, he's one of my haters that be trying to harass me.
Nah, listen, I wanted to bring this to your attention because it alarms me. So I figured, you know, maybe it ain't a big deal to you. But to an onlooker that fuck with you, I'm like, yo, that's out of pocket. So the brother got you joining his nation. And before you join his nation, you got to do a declaration of a notice of fraud on Jonah Bay. And these idiots are sitting up here. Listen, brother. Listen, Jonah. I love you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What the fuck? His nation got to do with me?
Listen, because he's telling everybody, because basically you've been teaching us, yo, don't fuck with the 181 form because it's a basically.
Absolutely.
It's basically a motherfucking naturalization form on the law.
It is.
You don't study.
The first
okay,
thing on the
that,
page
right?
is the social.
So he's saying that, yo, Jonah Bay is telling you to authenticate the birth certificate, and if you want to join my nation, boom, you got to do a declaration of fraud and post that shit. So he got 300 motherfuckers writing affidavits of fraud and noticing them and putting them shits on Facebook. So I'm like, damn, I'm sure Jonah Bay know that. So I called my brother. Right. So I'm like, you just do the knowledge of that. You can Google it while we on the phone. That should have come up in Calameo. He got a whole fucking joint. Because I was fucking with him on just see what he was doing with the indigenous, you know, little reaching out to the United Nations, just seeing how the brother moved. But I'm
nothing.
Like, yo, brother, we about you.
What
and
he's
Jones.
Trying
why
to do is what? Come up off my name.
But why not just call Jonah and say, hey, brother, you know, you easy to communicate with. I don't understand what's with the division.
No.
And that's what I'm
I don't fuck
mean.
With
I'm
him.
Like, yo,
I don't. Listen. I'm going to look for the email. I read the email.
Please,
it's in the
bro.
Archives.
Look
dude.
At that shit, bro.
Of
look
this
at that
dude.
Shit, bro.
And the nigga talks so crazy and reckless and talk about I
so
am.
Crazy.
And yo, the nigga's just a nut. So I never addressed
my thing was I was doing the knowledge to the brother sciences, you know, he was talking about some indigenous.
He ain't got
business.
None.
Like, okay.
I promise you
all
he ain't
that.
Got none.
All that. But when the brother like, you know, we talking. So I'm telling the brother, well, you know, basically, you know, I sit in the front row in Jonah Bay's class and the brother has not administered any fraud to me. And I'm just telling the brother, like, brother, I'm a avid researcher, so I'm not some dumb nigga that found you on YouTube. Like, nigga,
the only thing that dude's going to do, mark my words.
I think it's division.
He's letting people who don't even know about me know about me, and when they go see why he against Jonah Bay, he going to lose his people.
Why not just call you, bro, and talk to you?
Just call me. I won't talk to him. I don't talk to crazy people, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was dishonorable. I just wanted to, you know, I fucks with you. So
yeah,
I don't
have no contact with the dude. The dude reached out to me before. He reached out to me years ago. He's been following everything I've been doing for years, number one.
He said, you know, I like the brother because the brother don't deal with secrecy. So I'm like, okay, you don't hide around. I'm like, yo, confront the situation. Let's build.
The nigga's crazy. I'm not going to talk to no crazy nigga.
He seemed a little Special Olympics. He seemed a little special.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm asking him,
how did Jonah Bray commit fraud by telling me do the knowledge? I'm like, okay. I'm reading the whole document that he got his people's doing, and these idiots is like, I declare that Jonah Bay committed fraud. How? The nigga telling you, UCC 9-311, certificate of security, you telling niggas where to look just so a nigga can't say you a fraudster.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You know niggas looking for fraud, so you come through the door
Facts.
Like, nigga, this ain't me, this is these dudes, and you'll tell me, yo, I don't know, I never did that. Go ask the next nigga who do that.
Facts.
You real direct. So I was just feeling bad, like, you know, like, damn, fam, we got to stop this division, man. Because we in a good position right now.
It's always going to exist, my guy. It's always going to exist. And I'm not going to defend myself against every nut job.
Yeah.
I'm just not going
to
do it.
So you ain't even seen none of them shits. Nah, you need to do the knowledge that I'm presenting this stuff.
I didn't see them. I seen his original one. He wrote me one.
Nah, he got a bunch. And he told me. He's like, yo, you want to fuck with me? You got to do a declaration saying that.
Let me ask you this real quick before the show go off.
Yeah.
Out of all the fucking people that's out there teaching, right?
Right, right.
Why you got to do an affidavit against me, though?
Right.
Not you, Seth, not Taj Tariq, not nobody. Me? The only nigga that always give the laws and tell y'all how to do it, you going to do it against me? I don't know. He might be an agent, too. I don't know. That shit just sound real suspect.
I don't know, but I found it peculiar that you supposed to be that deal. Now, he's saying he absorbed the Washita and he absorbed the Nuwapi, and he's the only one with, you know, United Nations, you know, liaison, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, okay.
My ass.
But then you can't get back in the United States.
Exactly.
You
in,
like,
Canada. Hi. My ass. All right. Thanks for the heads up, God. Peace.
Yeah, man. Be easy. Peace.